Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining in this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. Last week we were reflecting on some characteristics and qualities of God from Isaiah 40, and we considered how these can give us hope for these times that we're living through. I'd like to continue reflecting about who God is so that we can keep drawing strength and comfort from him. For this week, the characteristic we're focusing on is God's continual presence with us. He never leaves us. Throughout history, God has reiterated his promise over and over that he is with us and never leaves us. One of those occasions in which God states this is in Deuteronomy 31. Moses is preparing Joshua, who is about to become the leader who will bring the Israelites into the promised land. God speaks to Moses and through him to Joshua and the rest of the Israelites with words reminding them of God's presence and protection. And he says this: "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, "Be strong and courageous. For you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." God encouraged the Israelites and instructed them to take strength from the knowledge that he was with them. And God continues to encourage us to take strength from him. In Matthew 28, Jesus gave his disciples the Great Commission. And of course, by his disciples, that also includes us. Then Jesus said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age." Jesus repeated that promise that was made to Moses and Joshua all those years ago. He is with us. But as I was thinking about this, it led me to wonder, what exactly does this mean for our daily lives? What impact does this fact make as we live our lives? I was struck by something I was reading this week in a book called Incomparable, Exploring the Character of God by Andrew Wilson. It said this: "Here is a riddle for you. Imagine you are in a room and everybody else leaves. How many people are there in the room?" Sounds like a really simple riddle to solve, as if everyone else leaves, surely it is just you that's left in the room. Or at least, that's how most people would answer that question. But what about us? Do we believe that we would be on our own in the room? Or do we recognise that we are never on our own, as God is with us? Knowing that God is with us, even when we're seemingly by ourselves in an empty room, is comforting, challenging, and also a commission for us all. So firstly, comforting. God's continual presence is a comfort because we know that we don't have to go through pain or difficulties on our own. Knowing God is with us means we can turn to him and trust that we have someone who understands how we feel and can empathise with us, can comfort us and hold us when we're feeling low. God is the best comforter and counsellor we could possibly dream of, as he's with us in the painful situations we face. We don't even have to try and explain what's happened or try and justify our feelings. He knows exactly what we're going through. He knows what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're experiencing. And he cares intimately about it all. God is interested in even the most mundane detail of our lives. He cares about us so much that he knows even the number of hairs on our head. That is how much our ever-present God is with us and cares for us. God's presence is also comforting because we have a God who gives us strength and power to enable us to face the struggles that we face. Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 says this, "But he," that's God, "said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Because God is with us, he works in and through us by the Holy Spirit. So at our weakest moments, it is God's strength that shines through and enables us to move in his power. I can understand what Paul was speaking about in this passage, as I know personally that there have been many times where I felt so weak and incapable, and I've felt that the situation I'm in is impossible with no way out. And then I've experienced God's presence and was able to feel his strength in place of my weakness. In all of these circumstances, I could not have coped by my own strength, but God carried me through and brought me through those moments of pain, hardship, and difficulty. Knowing God as Emmanuel, God with me, has always been a massive comfort to me. I hope and pray that you know God as Emmanuel, and that his presence proves to be a massive comfort to you too. Secondly, knowing God is with us can also be a massive challenge. There are times in our lives that we don't want to be noticed, or for our thoughts, words, or actions to be seen or heard by anyone. We all do things that we know we shouldn't, or we don't do things that we know we should. We all say things that we know we shouldn't. This is sin. We all sin, whether we admit to it or not. It is in moments when we sin against God that knowing God is with us is definitely a challenge. It's a challenge because it means that God sees when we disobey him. We cannot hide from him. And so we have to make a choice to either keep ignoring him, choosing to reject his love and his grace, or choose to face up to our own inadequacies and turn to God and confess our sins. When we sin, will we turn to God? Or will we try to hide away from him? Because it is futile. Psalm 139 reminds us that we cannot hide from God, as there is nowhere we could go that he would not also go. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Sometimes when we are up to no good, we wish that the darkness could hide us from all prying eyes, including God's. But the truth is, even darkness will not be dark to God, for the night will shine like the day. We cannot hide from God, so instead will we choose to turn to him, confess when we're doing wrong, and ask for his forgiveness, which he gives freely. So God's continual presence is a comfort, it's a challenge, and it's also a commission. When God spoke to Moses and Joshua, he said that the Lord goes with you, and so they needed to be strong and courageous. Joshua had a commission from God to lead God's people out of the wilderness and into the promised land. God's presence was with them also meant that they had to follow, or they were called to follow, God's plan. And this is true for us today, as when we remember that God is with us, we also remember that we are called to follow him. When Jesus gave the Great Commission, he told us to go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. God's presence with us means that we also have to work to communicate his presence to others. God longs for all people to come into relationship with him, but they will not love him if they have never heard of him. We have the amazing privilege of knowing God's presence with us in every moment, so we also have the great responsibility of telling others about him too. After all, in the words of Peter Parker from Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And we have the greatest power that could ever be, that of God, our Lord Most High. So we also have the responsibility to make him known to everyone we meet. So God's presence with us is a comfort. We know that we don't have to face difficulties on our own because God is with us. It's also a challenge because we cannot hide from him, even when we wish we could. And it is a commission to share the good news, to tell others about him too. So as we remember and as we think about God with us, will we also rise to the challenge, rise to the commission, and take comfort from knowing God? Amen.